I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. A child's requiem dedicated to those who lost their lives in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting premieres this week in Connecticut. A requiem is historically a mass for the dead, but composer Stephen Sammet says this requiem is not that. Instead, he weaves words of American writers and poetry and short lines of text written by children into a message of consolation.
Because I thought it was important to give voice to that peer group most affected at Sandy Hook. So I got terrific responses from around the country, some incredibly touching, about how children grieve. And I wanted that to be the center of this child's requiem.
Sammet's, who grew up 20 miles from Sandy Hook, says words written by children growing up in tough communities in Philadelphia reshaped his vision for the piece.
These were short lines, like, I went out and I saw my father shot, or I ran from the teenager who had a gun. And it quickly became apparent to me that this kind of violence was possible everywhere. And it opened up the piece to start thinking about this larger issue of how do we keep children safe.
We have been affected by a terrible tragedy. We need to talk about it.
Gabriel Lofval directs the children's choir, Chorus Angelicus, which performs alongside an adult choir, orchestra, and soloists.
While they are lucky that they have not dealt with gun violence themselves, in reading these lines, they are thinking, they are talking out something that I think is vital and very important.
Composer Stephen Sammet says he was careful to distinguish between the child's world with its pure tonal harmonies and the adult world with its more complex, sometimes harsher harmonic passages.
And how do those things resolve? How are those things inhabiting the same space? It's really the dialogue of the piece.
A Child's Requiem premieres tonight at the Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts and Stores and will be presented again Saturday at the Palace Theater in Stamford. Diane Orson, WNPR News.